God has really opened up some doors in Israel for these guys, and they have a heart for Israel, and they just got back from Israel about 6 weeks ago or so, and they had some divine appointments over there, and we get to be the benefit this morning of some of their divine appointments. Come on up here. Give Phil Hanlon a hand as he comes up here. Come on, Ryan. And so, Ed, you're just full of it, I'll tell you, man. You got more songs and more tricks and more sayings and jokes.
We love you, Ed.
So I'm not going to really spend any more time up here. You guys know these guys, and so I'm going to give you guys a mic. So I'm going to let you call Joel and Baton come up here in just a few minutes. But give them a little bit of introduction for what, how God put all this together for you guys and how you met those guys.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, well, so you guys, there's something big going on in Israel, and I feel like God is everywhere in around us going kind of, hey, 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 Israel, Israel, don't forget Israel. And it's becoming stronger, right? You guys know what I'm talking about, what he's been doing here through us. And it's really like, it can be nothing less than an absolute blessing because to consider it a blessing because it's an invitation. He's going to do whatever he's going to do regardless of what any of us do. Amen? But he's actually saying, you guys can get involved and be a part of what I'm doing for my chosen people. Every story you've read in the Bible, everything you know about my character, everything I did, Jesus Christ came through the nation of Israel, and they're still here today, the descendants are here today, and you guys can actually participate in my huge story. So for me, I get a little bit excited, but you guys know that. And a lot of you guys are in this with us. So you guys, why don't you come up here today? When Ryan and I went to, let's hear it for Netivah. You guys are going to learn all about this. The guys from Netivah, these are the boots on the ground, guys, in Israel. These guys are on the front lines in Israel of what God's doing and what the Lord's doing. So come on up, you guys. Come up here. They're going to speak to us today. But let me just tell you how we met, because Ryan and I went to Israel in November for our second trip, third trip. And this trip was super special. We had kind of our plans and ideas of what we were going to do when we went there. And God was like, you know, that's cute. We're going to set that over here. And he just started to show up at every single appointment. And through some connections, we found ourselves meeting with these guys. And Netivah is a youth ministry to Messianic Jews, which means Christians, right? But of the Jewish descent, right? You guys know that? So we are all spiritual inheritance. But these guys are like both, like actual completed Jews. It's like the most powerful thing. You guys feel that? So they're going to talk all about what that means. It's way over my head in a lot of ways, but all I know is we got to fan these guys' flames, right? So we got our efforts. Yeah, we got our efforts. Right? Absolutely. We're going over there. We know we're going to bless the soldiers. We know we're going to go around and see the whole country. We're doing a serving tour where we're bringing gifts to soldiers everywhere we go. We're going to see all the Holy Land. But while we're there, one thing that God was clear about is he's like, he basically just put it on our hearts to get behind the guys that are already putting the work in. And I'm telling you right now, this ministry right here is the front lines of this revival that we all get to be a part of that's going on in Israel. Am I describing it pretty accurately of what's going on over there?
I think so.
Okay. And the way it just came about, we sat across from each other at Joel's house and heard about what they're doing to bless the youth that are about to become soldiers. And it was just obvious. Ryan was sitting next to me while Joel was talking about his soldier ministry, and he's like hitting me in the ribs, like, tell him, show him the flyer, tell him what we're doing here. And I'm like, I will, let him finish, you know. And we're listening to Joel talk about how he's blessing the soldiers and how their ministry has this new effort to bless soldiers, and we're just going, oh, Lord. And so it was just this collision, okay? And so just the fact that they're standing here a few months later just shows you how God is moving in this, and he is anointing and orchestrating it all. So, without any further ado, turn it over to Joel Goldberg, Matan, and Isaac. These are our brothers from Israel. Let's hear it for them.
Thank you. So, I don't want to take all your day, and I can talk for hours, so I'm going to talk fast, but I want to introduce the boys, Matan Ochana and Isaac Zatulski. And they're both involved in working on soldiers' ministries. And I'll let them just share a bit of their story, why they're doing what they're doing, and then I'll get back.
All right. So good morning, everyone. Wow, it sounds like a boys' conference also in Israel. It's like that. So just in a few words about myself, my name is Matan. I'm 25 years old. I'm second generation of Messianic Jews in Israel. I finished my military service 2 years ago as a captain. I was a munition and weapons officer. I grew up in a Christian home, in a Christian church. And from that point when I was in the army, God put on my heart to work with Messianic soldiers that serving in the army, to strengthen them, to build them, teach them about what their goal and what they need to do in the army is. We believing it's they need to be a light and a testimony to the Jewish people in the army, and that's how we see it. And we building and teaching them to achieve that goal. So I'm coordinating the soldiers department in Netiva, and yeah, that's it. And one last thing, if Itzik will not say that, me and Itzik gonna be there. Just we have a table, so you can come after Joel finish talking, and just if you have questions, anything, we're giving out bracelets which saying you can raise the hands. Send me, here am I, send me, Isaiah 6. So you can take as many as you want. And some brochures and prayer cards.
Hey, my name is Isaac. I'm 24 years old. Yeah. 24 years old. I was born in Israel, grew up in a Christian family. Got saved when I was 16 in the Jealous Conferences as a youth. So God had this plan clearly right from the beginning. And I finished my military service 3 years ago. Served 3 years in the IDF and the Special Forces in the IDF. And my 3 years in the military were really hard spiritually. Started strong, finished dying at the finish line. And I just, after I finished my service, I got married. Me and my wife, after a year, went for a Bible college in England. And God just really put in our hearts, mine and my wife, that just to come back, work with soldiers, be there for them, encourage them, disciple them. Because if it could happen to me that I went to the military strong believer and I was getting dead, it can happen to everyone. So they need someone to be there at home, serve them, love them, disciple them, you know, just to be there for them. So this is what I'm doing. I joined Netiva 4 months ago. And it's been a blessing. I grew up there as a youth. I was going to the conferences as a soldier. You know, Joel would talk about it, but it just was this fresh water in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the service. So it's been a blessing for me to be part of the team, and we're here, guys, to encourage you to just come, talk to us, we'll share with you, and just, yeah, we'll be blessed together.
So it's been a blessing. We've been traveling now for 3 weeks, different places in the States together. These young guys are a blessing to be with and encouragement as they serve and we work together. Well, Isaac didn't tell you that he was a young boy in our conferences growing up, and he was dear to our hearts and entered into our hearts. And it wasn't long till he entered into our family. He married my daughter. So yeah, it's an encouragement. Yeah, my name is Joel Goldberg. I know I sound American. I'm not. I'm bilingual because my parents came originally from the States to Israel. But they came to Israel when I was 1 year old, and they were in Israel beforehand. So I grew up my whole life in Israel in a messianic home. And when you understand about what it means, a messianic home, a lot of times there's a misconception. When you think about messianics here in America, you're thinking about a Christian synagogue that probably behaves more like the traditional Jewish, behavior. In Israel, it's less of a problem. Everybody's Jewish, so we don't need to prove our Jewishness. So we just need to live out our lives in Christ. And but it is an encouragement to see what's going on here. Thank you for inviting us. God's at work in Israel. Let me just tell you a bit about my story. I grew up in a messianic home. My father's Jewish. They immigrated to Israel. I grew up in a believing home. Yet at the age of 16, I really stood and facing a decision. Is this really true for my life? And I don't know how many of you guys know what the situation of the Messianic community in Israel, but there are very few. If you can, I know there's a slide up there somewhere, but Israel is about 8,000 square miles in size. That is, I think there's, yeah, let's say the state of Washington, right? So that's Israel compared to the state of Washington. Just the length and maybe west of the Cascades, about that size. But we do have 8 million people living in Israel. Out of them, about 75% are Jewish, 25% are Arabs. Out of the 75% that are Jewish, only 0.02 are true believers, born-again believers in Jesus Christ. So, needless to say, the Messianic community, the believers in Israel, are few and far in between. And growing up in that kind of an environment where you're Jewish, but you believe in Jesus, that doesn't sit for many Jews. You see, you can be a Christian and believe in Jesus. You can be someone else. You can be a Muslim or a Buddhist. You can be anything else. That's fine. You can be what you want to because you're not Jewish. But for the Jewish people, if you're Jewish and you believe in Jesus, then you're a traitor. It's okay for the Gentiles to believe in Jesus, but for Jews to believe in Jesus, that's not acceptable. And for many years, especially for me growing up in such an environment where I didn't have any other believers in my school, no one to hang out with, no one to encourage one another. The congregations were small, maybe 50 people for a congregation in each town. And there was just a handful of believers during the time that I was growing up. A national youth conference was 25 teenagers from all over the country. Yeah. And one of the sad things, and maybe I'm giving you the story behind the story of why I do youth ministry. Half of those kids that I grew up with are not walking with the Lord today. Because the congregations were small, there were few people, there wasn't enough people to reach out and go seek the lost sheep. And ever since I was a teenager and a young adult, watching these young men and women struggling to contend for their faith in an environment that is hostile. And who's supporting them? Who's encouraging them? Who's building them up? Well, 30 years later, God has called me into this ministry, into this work. And I believe that our calling is to encourage and strengthen and support the local congregations and churches in Israel to stand up for these young men and women, to encourage them, to build them up, to go seek them out where they're at. And I believe that that today the body of believers, the born-again believers, the Messianic Jewish community in Israel is growing and maturing in the Lord. If during my childhood we were maybe 3,000 Messianic believers in Israel, today we're talking about 15,000. Now, it sounds like a small amount. Sounds like some mega church in America. But for us, it's huge. Because there's a growing awareness amongst the Israeli community in Israel. There's a growing and steady growth amongst the body of believers. The churches are growing and maturing. So what do we have here? Anyways, let me skip forward and let me tell you a bit about why we're doing what we're doing. Did I just drop my page? Isaiah 43. God says, and he says, "Thus says the Lord who makes a way through the sea and a path, netiva, through the mighty waters." Thank you. Awesome. And then he says, "Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And then he continues to say, "Because I have given water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people, the people who I formed for myself, will declare my praise." And I believe that God is returning the children of Israel to the land of Israel. He's fulfilling his promises. He's restoring his people to the land. And I don't want to go into politics or the conflict that's going on. Because when God's doing his work, conflict will always be accompanied to it. Because the deceiver won't sit quietly when he sees God doing what he's doing. But I believe that there is victory. And there are believers becoming, Jewish people becoming believers. There is unity amongst the Arab Christian and the Jewish Christians in the land. And that is a testimony for what God is doing. I believe that God has called us to not to be the makers of the water, but to be those who conduit, is that right, the word? Conduit what God has to those in need. And somebody asked me just the other day, "So where's Netiva going, the ministry going? And where do you see it in 5 years? And it made me think for a second, do I have a 5-year plan? And I'm going, you know, it's very clear. God is at work. He's called us to be faithful and to serve. Where he calls us, where he leads us, that's where we'll go. Where there's need for water, we will bring the water. Where there's need for encouragement, we will be faithful to go and encourage. And that's how Netiva has been growing in the last 10 years. Netiva was established 10 years ago. I've been in my trade, I'm a graphic artist. And for years I was working as a graphic artist, opened up my own business thinking I'd free up space. Well, it was just my recipe for burnout. Because the ministry didn't get smaller, it got bigger. And the work didn't become lesser, it became more. And my wife said, "Well, Joel, if we're going to do this, we got to do it right." So we packed our bags, came to the States, went to Portland, Oregon. And we studied for 2 years at seminary, Western Seminary. And God just clearly gave us a calling and an understanding that if we're going to do youth ministry, you got to do it right. But not just come back and burn out, but come back and train and educate and encourage the growth and maturing of the body of believers in Israel, specifically in the area of youth ministry, soldiers ministries, and young adults. So that's where we are right now. 10 years later, we established Netiva about 10, 11 years ago. Today, Netiva, we're a staff of 8 people, with 2 guys that are with me here, Matan and Itzik, on soldiers' ministries. We're doing youth ministries, youth conferences, training and educating for youth pastors and youth leaders in the land. We're doing conferences for Arab teenagers. And here's a point I want to make out. Many people think that to support Israel and to love Israel means to be anti-Arab or anti-Palestinian, or we take a one side. And I will say, the way that God wants us to love is to love those who are lost. The Jews, the Arabs. We got to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And to those of you who have been to Jerusalem, Jerusalem is Arab and Jews. So just continue to encourage and strengthen the growth of the body. Pray for us as we continue to work. And just that was just a kind of a in between about, you know, people get excited about Israel, but then they forget about the Arab people. And they need to be saved as well. But God's called us in this area as well. And one of our guys that works on our team, his name is Ibrahim Kardosh. And he's an Arab believer from Haifa, married to a woman from Bethlehem. And our calling is to work with the Arab youth as well, growing them and encouraging them and supporting them. Where else are we going? Soldiers ministries. You know, at the age of 18, every boy and girl in Israel are required to go into the military. It's mandatory. Guys go in for 2.8 years, girls go in for 2.4 years. And the military is a challenge for anyone, physically, emotionally, spiritually, but for those men and women that are wanting to follow the Lord, to walk in faith, it is also a challenge. It's like a spiritual desert. And they're challenged in their ethical stands, in their morality, their sexual purity, their walk with the Lord is being challenged. They're constantly, day by day, being challenged to contend for their faith. And even if they're, like Isaac was saying, even if they're strong believers when they enter in, you know, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, this chips away. When you're constantly standing up for your faith, standing up for what you know is right, holding on to values and morals that your surrounding doesn't encourage. Not only that you're belonged in a unit. The whole concept of unit is the army works hard to make all of you guys to be one. And that's good and important. But it's very hard for a believer to stand out and be different and stand out for different values when everybody else is working on, no, we got to be one, except for him. He's different. He believes in Jesus. And sometimes it's a problem to stand up for your faith, to stand up for what you know is right. So what we do is we have two main programs as for the soldiers, actually for the teenagers before they go into the military. And that is to encourage them and strengthen them, prepare them for what they're about to face in the military. We have two programs. One of them is a 10-day and one of them is a 10-week program. The 10-day program is like a jump start. Where do you stand? What do you believe in? What are you going to hold on to? Do you love Jesus? Is he the Lord of your life? Is he going to be the commander in chief in your life? And we challenge them, we encourage them, we bring them together, maybe 70 young men and women that are getting ready to go into the army, that are growing up as believers, confessing faith. And we're saying, the army is going to be difficult and challenging. Choose today whom you will serve. And they will go into the army. And then we have an extended program. It's a 10-week program where we invite a selected group of maybe around 20 young boys and girls. And we're going to challenge them and encourage them and not only challenge them to stand for their faith or contend for their faith or defend their faith, but we're going to actually do 10 weeks of discipling. What do we believe in? How do we stand for our faith? How do you show from Scripture that Jesus is the Messiah of the Jews? How do you open Isaiah 53 and show that Jesus is the suffering servant? And the same one who we have rejected 2,000 years ago is our Messiah today. and to stand behind it and to know how to contend for their faith. So it's not easy. They're challenging. We're challenging them. We're pushing them. There's ethical issues. There's moral dilemmas. There's social dilemmas that they're needing to defend and stand firm in their faith. Well, after they go into the military, we really believe that the military, because it's a spiritual desert, we want to encourage them and strengthen them and keep them hydrated. So every year we have about 6 conferences where we invite the soldiers that are off to just come for a conference, a meeting like this. Actually, it does look a bit like this. And we bring them in and we teach from the Word. We spend time in worship. We spend time in fellowship. We treat them with a gift, with a great meal. We encourage them. We're strengthening them so that they can go that next leg. So they can be, they can have strength to go back into their military service. And knowing, yes, I'm the only Christian here, but we are many. We're standing together. We're encouraging each other. We're praying for one another. And even though we might be the only soldier in my unit or the only believer in this army base, still I know that there's a community of faith and love that we encourage one another. And that's what we're doing for one another. We do worship evenings. Let's take a look. The Arab, there's, like I said, we have a Arab guy that's working with us on the team, Ibrahim. And let me open just a note. What we're doing is youth conferences and hikes and trips. Just a topic for prayer. Ibrahim's wife was diagnosed a month ago with cancer. 33 years old, 3 children. She's eager. She's one of our volunteers in the kitchen. And just remember her. Niveen, her name is. She's from Bethlehem. And just if you remember that name, write it down even. Niveen, Nivin. And, you know, just that God would heal her and restore Ibrahim's work with the young Arab teenagers. Niveen, Nivin. Niveen. Yeah, we have a short video we want to show you. I don't want to take too much time. Is there anything else I didn't mention, guys? Isaac? Yeah, well, one of the maybe the most important, and we feel like the ministry, Netivah Ministry, has got 2 main directions. One of them is to be there for the young people, to encourage them, to do conferences and activities for the young generation. But the other challenge that we believe that God's given us was, how do we train and educate the youth leaders? How do we encourage and challenge pastors and elders to have a clear vision and calling for that younger generation? And because the congregations, the churches in Israel are so small and are still in growth, it takes an effort. You know, when you have 5 teenagers in your church, can we hire a youth pastor? You know, that's a big question. So who's reaching out to these 5 teenagers? Just because they're 5, does that mean that no one has time or ability to reach out to them? So on one hand, we feel like our job is, yeah, to be there for those 5 kids from one church that don't have community. But then how do we challenge the pastors and elders to see the need? Because today there's 5. In 2 years, there'll be 15. And the numbers are growing. Are you preparing? Do you have a vision for youth ministry in your church? So we feel like, and the same also with soldiers. Who's reaching out to the soldiers from your church that are stuck on the base? A young guy is in the army and he doesn't show up 1 week and he doesn't show up another week and you say, okay, he's on the base. He didn't get out. He didn't get leave. 3rd week, he should be coming. But no, by now he's already tired and he doesn't have the energy. And he went out partying on Friday night. So Saturday morning, we met on Saturday. Saturday morning, he doesn't have the energy, so he doesn't come. And then another 3 weeks go by till he comes out again. It's a month and a half since he was at church and in fellowship with believers. Somebody's got to reach out to that guy. And I believe that this is what God's calling us to do. And to do it on one side, but then to challenge also the growth and maturity of the churches and the leaders in the country to do that by themselves. So I got a short video. My time is out. Please feel free to come and talk with us. I just want to say that I've been moved and encouraged just watching this group. I'm jealous. Really, I am. I'm jealous. This group is larger than 90% of the churches in Israel. And you're just a group of men from this area. So I just pray for us that we will grow and mature and in the land, in Israel. And I just thank God for you guys and for your openness to accept us. Pete, thank you for allowing us to share. So I've talked a lot. I've talked a lot. We can answer questions and come to our table afterwards. We got a little video just to show what we're talking about.
So we're gonna watch a video right now.
Yeah, okay. It's just a 4-minute video.
And then we're gonna have you guys. We're gonna have you guys come back up here. We really want to lay hands and pray on you guys before we get out of here. So let's watch this video and then we'll do that. Yeah.
Hi there, my name is Joel Goldberg, and I'm the founder and director of Netivah Youth Ministry. Netivah started about 10 years ago with a clear purpose to encourage and strengthen the growth of the body of believers here in the land, both Jewish and Arab. I'd like to introduce you to our team and the things that we do.
Hi, I'm Randy Sigalum. I help coordinate conferences here at Netivah. Some of the events we do youth conferences, where we have national youth conferences that range from 200 to 350 youth that come from all over Israel. We also have boys and girls conferences, where we try to challenge and just encourage the boys and girls differently and separately and just try to help them grow in their faith. Once a year, we also have the opportunity to fly to Germany with a group of young Israelis to go join German youth, where we have time to grow in the Word and spend time together and be encouraged. And every other year, we have Walk on Water, our biggest youth conference on the shores of the Sea of Galilee.
Hello, my name is Elichen, and I'm responsible for the bookkeeping and the registration in Netivah. Here in Netivah, we take the youth on hikes. One of the hikes is from the Mediterranean Sea to the Sea of Galilee. It's called Sea to Sea. And when we get to the end and finish the hike, the youth has such a feeling of satisfaction and accomplishment.
Hey guys, my name is Matan.
Hi, my name is Isaac. We are in charge of the Netivah Soldiers Department. And we are helping to organize the soldiers' conferences on the weekends. And we're just trying to encourage the soldiers daily and just to love them.
We also have two pre-military discipleship programs. The first one is 10 intensive days. And the second one is a discipleship and leadership program.
Hi, I'm Joel Davis. I work with media here at Netivah. I do tech support and sound during conferences. I also produce short videos for our youth and soldiers to help encourage them and keep in contact with them. Our work with media has been increasing over the last few years, and it's exciting to watch it grow.
Hi, my name is Aubrey Worley. I'm the administrative coordinator here at Netivah. One of our focuses here at Netivah is youth leaders. We have 3 youth leader seminars a year, and it's just a time where we equip and train the youth leaders for the work they're doing among the youth in the land. So we spend time studying together and worshiping and just time to build them up and support them in their work. Another thing we do is we have young adult conferences. This is between the ages of 20 and 30 from all over the country. A lot of them are students or just out of the military. They come and we spend a Friday, Saturday together, also just really diving into the Lord's Word and spending time worshiping and just fellowshipping together and getting to know each other.
Hi, I'm Ibrahim. I work in Netivah. I'm responsible for the Knesset HaDuvrei HaArabit here in Netivah, and we're seeing it. כמה שזה חשוב לעשות את זה, כי יש את הגדילה ואת את הצמיחה. שראינו את זה, התחלנו לעשות גם את הטיולי שטח, לקחת את הבני נוער, כדי לגבש אותם, ואני מודה לאדון על זה, שהחזון שלנו בנתיבה, שהדוברי הערבית והדוברי העברית שיבואו ביחד, יהללו את האדון, ישתחוו לאדון ישוע וילמדו את דבר האדון. וזה כאן אנחנו רואים את הפועל של האדון ישוע, ואנחנו מודים לו ומודים לאלוהי ישראל. אנחנו אוהבים אתכם, להתראות.
So, to sum things up, thank you for taking the time to watch this video and just keep on praying for us as we continue to serve and build the kingdom of God here in this country. Love you guys.
Isaac and Baton, y'all come on up here. Because that's what we want to do. We want to keep praying here. And let's make it really clear, Phil. When are you guys going back over there?
Thank you. Yeah, you know what? That's how amazing is this, you guys, right? Yeah. He's handing me this here. So we're going back there. We're ironing out the dates. But that soldier conference that they have them 6 a year. We're going to build our trip around being there that Friday night. We want to serve these kids. We want to get there. We want to show them how much they're loved from here to there, right? We want to bring the love that we all have and bring that message. So we go on our tour and we focus on giving them some gifts, some things they can use when they go into the military. We want to be able to just be that serving body. And so that's going to take place. They're still, I think, working out the dates of their trip, but we're looking to them, and that's going to be in October or November, right? Or do you have the dates by chance yet for the October conference? So it's one of those Fridays. They do it during the Shabbat, right? So we're going to be looking at October, November.
Now, if one of these men right here were moved by this and wanted to be a part of that, is that possible?
Absolutely. You guys, we're going to hang out right over here. So if you guys are moved, and some of you have already, I can feel your move, you're pulling me aside back in the back here, act on that, you guys. Because like you said, wherever God moves, there's going to be an enemy force that wants to distract you. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait. Take a step forward. And all you got to do is just start hearing about what's going on, okay? And you guys will get plugged in. So talk to me. Talk to Ryan. Talk to any of these guys. We'll get your email address, and you can start getting our email blast about this whole effort. So there's our effort. These guys are boots on the ground doing their work all throughout the year. When we get there, we want to do something just to encourage them, love them, just bless them so that they know that we got their backs because we're all in this together, right? Amen. Amen. There's something pretty significant about the youth in the world right now, isn't there? There's something about this generation that's coming forward, so it's kind of no doubt that God's pointing all of us at the youth.
Ryan?
Father, we thank you for these men. We thank you that you came. And you said to the Jew first and also to the Gentile, Lord. And so we thank you for the gospel that you have sent forth. And we thank you that you have equipped these men, Lord, to carry that gospel to your people. Lord, I pray that you would empower them with your Holy Spirit, that you would baptize them in your Holy Spirit right now. Lord, that you would equip them with the boldness to declare your word. Not denying or being ashamed at any moment, but stepping boldly, Lord, into each region, each zone. Lord, I especially lift up protection and boldness into the Arab ministry. Lord, as that is a contentious area, would you give them power and favor with God and man, Lord, as they step foot into the really the world's most controversial area. Lord, may they be effective as they bring the power of your grace into every situation. Would you give grace to their hearts and to their minds? Would you equip them, Lord, with grace so that as they go home to their families, Lord, that they would be effective in loving their wives. Lord, that they would love their wives, they would love their families. They would be an example not only in word but in deed, for the kingdom of God does not exist in word. But indeed, so would you put your power upon them by the power of your Holy Spirit, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
And amen. God bless you, God. You guys greet these young men, okay, and encourage them.
It's wonderful to be here.
It's really a pleasure to know you.